Good morning. On the line with us is Ken Lovett. He is the Albany Bureau Chief and columnist for the New York Daily News. Good Monday morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, a interesting column today. You are, of course, writing about the guilty verdict in the Sheldon Silver trial, but more importantly, that right now it appears that the former Assembly Speaker's playing it a bit cool as he waits for the appeal and says he'll win.
Yeah, people who have spoken directly to him say they see no difference pre-verdict and post-verdict, that he's kind of telling people he was disappointed, but he's moving forward and he thinks he's going to win on appeal. Whether that's true or not obviously remains to be seen. There are a lot of doubters, but that's at least the persona he's putting forward.
And what about that? I mean, we were certainly waiting on a verdict in the Dean Skelos trial, but Preet Bharara successfully prosecuting Sheldon Silver, but hold on, not so fast. That also seemed to be the case with Joe Bruno, but he won an appeal.
He did win on appeal, but we've got seven counts here. It's an uphill battle, according to most legal experts. He may be able to get a couple of the charges thrown out, but it is a difficult task, and most people think that he is likely heading to prison.
Breaking with a long-standing tradition, you write, Cuomo is permanently merging his State of the State and budget addresses.
You know, normally governors for decades and decades have held their State of the State address where they outline their policy proposals for the coming year the first Wednesday of the new year. Several weeks later, they follow it up with the budget address, which kind of fills in the holes of how he would pay for all his ideas. The governor did that every year until last year when he merged the two addresses because his father had died on New Year's Day. Well, he seems to think now that he's going to make this permanent, that says, you know, why put out one thing and not explain how to pay for it? So rather than do two separate addresses, he's going to do one on January 13th this year.
You also have an exclusive about, well, the headline, clergy push bill ending on housing plan. Bill being Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York. After their detente dinner, will they get along on this issue?
Maybe the clergy can do what no one else seems to be able to do, which is help them get along, although it's unlikely these days. Certainly the clergy have, about 250 of them, put out a letter or sent a letter to the mayor and governor saying, please work together on a new plan for supportive housing. The clergy are looking for 35,000 units of supportive housing statewide for the homeless. And they say that while the mayor of New York put together a proposal that he outlined last week, and it's, you know, a very expansive proposal, they say the two need to work together to get this done in a way that will help the homeless.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. You can find out more at nydailynews.com. Ken, as always, we thank you.
Anytime. Be well.